Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
McCutchen sends a high drive to right center field. Back is Margot at the wall, leaps up, and he cannot grab it. It's a home run for Andrew McCutchen. That's number 20. And a drive hit deep to left center field. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Lines this one toward right, slicing near the wall, and it is off the foul pole for an opposite field home run. Andrew McCutchen has hit his third home run of the game.
Now people are beginning to force to make decisions instead of just putting a toe in the water there, a toe in the water there to test the temperature. Now you've got to make decisions, and we would definitely pick player X over player Y, and that's why the deadline moves things along for sure.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. Today is Major League Baseball trade deadline day, July 31st, 2017, a 4 o'clock deadline. We'll have Jack Zarenczyk in studio with us from noon to 2 to break down all the moves. How many of them will be Pirates moves? Hard to predict right now. Good morning, Ron.
Andrew, good morning. I'm wondering if any of them will be Pirate moves.
Since Neil Huntington took over as Pirates general manager, his first full year was 2008. He has made 29 deadline deals. 29, the most in baseball during that period.
Yeah, I mean, I say that I don't think he'll do anything. I don't think he'll do anything major. I'll be surprised if there aren't a few, you know, moves to maybe get rid of a Tony Watson or a Nicasio, somebody whose contract is expiring, Jaso. I just don't see him adding anything significant. You know, maybe a Jay Bruce or somebody like that. I don't know how much that'll help at this point. I just don't see him getting much to help this year's team. I hope I think he probably will do all he can to keep next year's team intact. That's why I would be rarely surprised if a Cole or a McCutchen has moved. I don't think that's going to happen.
At one time, McCutchen's name was all over the trade block.
Not at all anymore, is it?
Subject of trade rumors at the winter meetings. Shot to Washington at last year's deadline. Pirates wanted a young outfield prospect named Victor Robles, but the Nationals said no. So the Pirates kept McCutchen. They settled on a Melanson for Rivero swap, and
certainly
the rest
worked,
is history.
That worked out well for him.
A 3-home run game for McCutchen capped what was otherwise, Ron, a dreadful West Coast swing. 3-6 against the Rockies,
Third
Giants,
time
and Padres.
In his career, 3 home runs. Only been done 18 times in Pirates history. He's done a 3. Very impressive game. Nice catch in center field yesterday as well. I had one of those days. You know, again, is it too little, too late? They're 5.5 behind the Cubs now. You know, again, I talk about taking them seriously when they're 500. Well, they're 51-54 now. Pretty hard to think. The Cubs still making moves. They're going to be, I think, just roll to this division. Milwaukee's 2.5 behind them now. They just took 2 out of 3. Chicago did in Milwaukee. To me, it's pretty much a done deal that the Cubs roll on. So great to see McCutchen do what he did. I'm just thinking a little too late, too little too late.
Yeah, the Pirates aren't chasing the Brewers anymore. Milwaukee's lost 11-14, and Chicago's won 13-16.
So well, the Pirates go 12-2, and then they lose 6 out of 8, and just not good enough.
The cream, as they say, has risen to the top in the National League Central.
Yes, it has.
You're 5.5 out. You know, that's not an impossible deficit. We've seen teams make up 7 games in September. But 5.5 games when the team you're chasing is the defending World Series champs is nearly insurmountable. Baseball Prospectus right now gives the Pirates a 4% chance of making the playoffs. So when it's something that low, when it looks like it's going to take something akin to a miracle, maybe something like what Clint Hurdle experienced 10 years ago in Colorado, what do you really do? How hard do you really try to make your team better at the deadline? To me, they missed their shot. The shot for them was after they swept Milwaukee, they beat Colorado that first night. Polanco got hurt. To me, that was the time to do something.
Well, I think you could even go back even further. You know, They knew Marte was going to be suspended back in mid-April. You know,
right.
they went 3 months with basically two outfielders. So I think you can go back even further. I don't think Huntington did a real good job anticipating that Gung wasn't going to be here. That left a bad hole at third base. Now it's like a little too late for me. I don't know what they can add that's really going to help them much. I said Jay Bruce. You know, Melky Cabrera just went to Kansas City.
Minor leaguers.
I mean, that would have been great, you know, when Polanco went down. Now, I just don't even know that it matters much at this point.
Yeah, you go back to the too little too late thing.
Yep. I'm just more interested in protecting for next year because I do think they have a chance to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And that gets me to McCutchen,
you know,
Ron.
McCutchen and Cole, I'm keeping both of them. And then I think those young pitchers, Williams is coming on a little bit. Cole is coming on a little bit. It's not a bad rotation. You think they can go out and maybe add somebody. You know, I know that's really going out on a limb with this organization, but they can add somebody, maybe find a third baseman in the offseason somehow. You know, maybe Asuna can be that guy. Who knows? Let's see what happens. But I like the potential next year if they can add a pitcher, maybe add a bench guy.
Well, maybe that's the kind of trade they make today. They bring in an under-the-radar pitcher who's struggling somewhere else, and they hope to work out the kinks. That would be a Neil Huntington special.
They did that with Drew Hutchison last year, and it didn't really work out, did it?
But they did it with Nova, and it paid off in spades.
Paid off, yep. Although Nova hasn't been very good as of late.
No. McCutchen on pace for the best power season of his career, 22nd home run. When he won the MVP award in 2013, he hit only 21 homers. So he's going to eclipse last year's home run totals. I think the most he's hit in a season, 31. If he keeps up this pace, he's gonna fly past that. If he keeps this up, he'll drive in 100 runs for the first time in his career. You know, in sports, as you get older, you have to adapt, or you're not going to survive and thrive. And for me, McCutchen has really transitioned himself from a speed and average guy to more of a power threat this year. And you
31 home runs in 12.
And I think
that was his best. Oh, he had 96 RBIs that year and also 96 in 2015.
And I think you expect that when a guy gets into his 30s, the speed's not going to be there as much anymore. So what do you do to keep yourself in kind of a superstar motif? For him, it's been the power game. And we saw it in San Diego yesterday. There was a lot of talk after last night's game, both on the post-game show, I listened to that a little bit, and on social media, about locking up McCutchen, giving him a long-term deal. Now, I would try to do that, Ron, but let's face it, that's
kind of a
not going to happen.
It's kind of a pipe dream, I think.
Because
but it's funny how that goes. You know, he hits three home runs. Everybody wants to lock him up. He goes 0 for 12. Everybody says you can't lock him up. I mean, that changes almost on a daily basis. But, I mean, can we not agree it'll be like almost a miracle for them to extend him?
Yeah.
Whether you think they should or shouldn't. I don't know of anybody who really thinks it's realistic.
They don't believe in superstar contracts. They don't believe in allocating a lot of money to one player. They don't believe in giving 15% of the payroll to one guy.
No, they do not.
And you think about it, if they say their payroll jumped to $120 million next year, if they gave McCutchen an extension, they paid him $20 million a year, that would still be a 15% or more than that, 18% clip of their salary, their payroll. And in their opinion, the numbers suggest that when a team dedicates so much money to one guy, they don't win. So as I see it, Ron, there's really four options for McCutchen here. The first one is you trade him today. You trade him before
Which
4 o'clock.
I don't think is going to happen.
Because there's not the market for it.
Right. I don't think that's going to happen. So let's scratch that off the list.
The second option is trading him in the offseason.
I think that's more likely than today, although I don't think that's going to happen either, unless you really get what you want.
The third option is trading him at this time next year.
Depending on where you are in the standings, I think that's also a real possibility.
And the fourth option is taking him up to free agency,
well,
letting the guy walk and getting nothing but the supplemental pick in the draft.
You know, we're seeing Kansas City do it with its three stars this year. They're all in to try to win this year, and if they fall short, you know, and all three of those guys leave, they're going to have a hard time for a while. I think that's an option as well. I think the least of those options is a trade today.
Okay. Then
after that, I would tend to think probably at the deadline next year, if they're out of any kind of contention, if they're below 500 like they are this year.
For you, what do you think makes more sense then? Trading him in the offseason or taking him all the way up until free agency?
Well, again, I can't answer that until I know, you know, what they have a chance to get back for him. If they get something really that they really love in the offseason, I think they'd get more in the offseason than they would today. Don't you agree on that?
Yeah, because the market for outfielders is not good.
So, depending on what they get, but if they keep him and then all of a sudden those pitchers come along, Cole's going great, you know, the bench is better, they're all of a sudden they're competing with the Cubs, then maybe you keep them and take your chance just like Kansas City is doing.
I don't want – well, but to me, Ron, isn't Kansas City playing with house money?
They've already won a World Series. And already won one. That's true. That's true a little bit, sure. You get a little benefit of the doubt when you do that, but I mean it's – I think it could be long years in Kansas City after this
sure.
one, don't you?
I agree with that. But if I'm the Pirates and I haven't won a World Series, heck, I haven't even won a division series.
Haven't won a playoff series since
– 79.
Long time ago.
You know, I'd want to turn Andrew McCutchen or flip him into something that keeps the growth of the organization and hopefully puts us in position to win moving forward.
That would be in the offseason then, I would think.
What I don't want is a Barry Bonds situation. I don't want to just, you know, play it out and have the guy leave and, you know, a multi-time MVP walks out the door and what do you really have to show for
it? They had a real shot to win his last year here. That was the Game 7 in Cabrera game in Atlanta. They win that game, they go to the World Series.
Sure.
And now Barry leaves after they go to the World Series and maybe win it. It's not as painful, is it?
No.
So they took a shot, and it, you know, they up 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth, and they can't save the lead.
Andrew McCutchen, a 3-home-run game. Today is deadline day. The odds of the Pirates trading McCutchen in the next few hours is remote. So what is the right thing to do with the Pirates' former MVP? I mean, no one here thinks that they're actually going to re-sign him, right? So then what? You take him to free agency and you watch him leave for nothing? Do you think the team is going to be so good next year it's worth doing that? When is the time to trade him? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's also the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, reminding you to text responsibly. When trades happen, we'll tell you about them. When we get news of pending Pirates trades, we'll let you know. Jack Sorensic in studio with us at noon. A lot to do until then. It's Cook and Pony on the Fan.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.